Who gets to debate? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As Trump and Clinton traveled the country trying to persuade voters to love them, or at least to hate them less, the New York Times had a snazzy chart explaining why our democratic process produced a choice no one seems to like. And it shows that only 9% of the American population chose these two. And that's because once you eliminate the people who are too young to vote or are here illegally or just don't vote, you're left with just 60 million participants, half of whom voted for candidates who weren't Trump or Clinton. And when you think of it that way, how could you not end up with two people most of us can't stand? A distraught listener asked me, given how unpopular the two major candidates are, why not at least include the Libertarian and Green Party candidates in the final debates, since no one seems to hate them anywhere near as much? And it's not a bad idea. The Debate Commission has set 15% popular support as the standard for getting in, which only Trump and Clinton can meet. And so unless more of you guys start saying you support the Libertarians or the Greens next time a pollster calls, they're not getting in. But there's nothing magic about 15%. In fact, the only thing the law says is that there must be pre-established objective criteria for choosing who gets into the debate. And so looking ahead, maybe the commission ought to consider a rule change. Like, for example, in the event the only candidates who qualify for the debates are disliked by more than half the American people, we open the debates to everybody on the national ballot. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.